I'd like to welcome again Steve Clark. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. Yeah. I've been seeing your photography for many, many years, and I think you're pretty much known as the dance photographer in these parts.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do seem to be obsessed with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you do a fantastic job. So now, hold up this piece just so folks on the radio can't see it, but you'll be able to see it later on the TV show. That is so amazing. Just beautiful.
It really
now,
is.
Tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to photographing dancers.
I've always been interested in the arts, although I worked in a different field when I was at the university in Chapel Hill.
What did you do over there?
I was, and am, a professor of public law and government.
Oh, I had no idea. Isn't that funny? I've only known you as a photographer.
I did criminology and criminal law. But I was always interested in the arts also, and especially performance. I did a lot of acting at one time, and then when I turned to photography, it wasn't long before I reconnected with performance, which was dance, as it turned out. And I
got involved. Now, did you dance yourself? Are you a dancer yourself?
No, unless you count a little bit of ballroom dancing with my wife, but that's about it.
Right.
No, but I appreciate it. And the theater part of it is something that I probably understand better. To me, it's all magic. It's all amazing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I marvel at it, and I like to think that the camera can contribute something to it, too.
So how long have you been doing this type of photography?
I started up in the late 90s, and when I retired in early 2000, I started spending a great deal more time on it. So I've worked on it more than full time, if you want to call it work.
Right.
for at least 15 years, tried to learn as I went along. And I came in at sort of the tail end of the film era and quickly had to make a switch into digital because, well, that was inevitable, I guess.
Yeah. Right. Well, so you mentioned we're here, you know, where the Art Center is and everything. You mentioned that you had done productions through the Art Center before the Art Center was even here, when it was still a Piggly Wiggly over here.
Oh, yeah, the Piggly Wiggly. Right, I was in the Actors Co-op and just an amateur actor. It was a community theater group, and it was a pleasure to do that. I met a lot of people that way, one of whom I married.
Oh, nice. So how long were you doing that? Do you still act? Do you act at all these days?
I act silly, but
no. That keeps you young.
Yeah.
Well, I have to ask you, you know, I just can't believe you have this whole other career because I really thought that the photography was what, I mean, as long as I've known you, it was as a photographer, not as a professor or anything like that. But your images are so unique because they're just the epitome of motion. You know, a lot of times your dancers are midair. How did you ever refine that technique?
Well, you know, when you start out photographing dance, you have a choice to make. Do you want the dancer in motion or doing still poses? I think most people probably prefer the motion. And then your choice is, do you want soft and sort of blurry images, which can be quite beautiful, or do you want something that's sharp, that freezes motion? And I really prefer the latter. That's just my personal taste. But to do that, you need to control the light, you need plenty of light.
Uh-huh.
So one of the first challenges for me was figuring out how to light performance for photography.
Right, because in your photos, there doesn't appear to be any shadow. You know, I mean, it's like the image is right there. There's nothing.
That's when I use a white background and you won't see it. I do others, of course, where shadow comes into play. And in my videos, I actually am very interested in shadows. I produce performances also, by the way, and I'm increasingly into video these days.
But, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I can, well, I can't now, obviously, but I'm very interested in shadows and letting the dancer control the image to a great extent.
Hmm. So you said that when you do an image like this one with the white background, that you are in a white room.
Well, no, actually, it's not a white room, but
or a white background.
I have a, the way these are made is I have a large piece of white nylon on stands, and behind which is a bank of very bright lights.
Oh, okay.
And so the dancer is as if, you know, white cloud, and it sets off the figure very dramatically. So that's how that is done. And then there are other lights, of course, that illuminate the front of the dancer.
Uh-huh.
Usually a couple. But.
Now, so you have them like they're midair in your images. So how do you accomplish that?
I don't. They do. They like to jump. The more they jump, the happier they get.
Right.
It's amazing. And after 2 hours, I said, well, do you want to stop now? Are you tired? No, let's keep going.
It invigorates them, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
But how did you connect with that first dancer? What made you go, gosh, I want to take pictures of that?
A friend asked me to come and shoot a dress rehearsal. It was at the Carolina Theater in Durham, and it was so interesting that I got hooked right there.
And oh, that's great.
That led to shooting at Duke and then UNCG and then a number of other places around the state.
Now, when you were shooting back then, was it of live performances, you mean?
Or? Yes. In the beginning, I shot live performances or, in that particular case, rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
Using whatever light was available. And I soon outgrew that because the light, while pretty to see in a performance, was, as you know, because you're a photographer, insufficient for the kinds of camera settings that I would need to have a clear, sharp image.
Mm-hmm.
So I started learning about lighting and doing it myself. It is fun to shoot live performance, but I don't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. So where do you sell your work? Is your work available
for sale? I don't sell it.
Oh, you don't sell it?
Yeah, no. Well, once in a blue moon, maybe somebody buys something. But
uh-huh.
I don't care, though. You know,
so
it doesn't matter to me. I do have exhibits, but I don't.
Right, right. Where do you have exhibits? Have you had one recently, or you have any coming
actually,
up?
I have one coming up. It's not Dance Action, though, but I have one coming up, which we will hang February 15th. It's in partnership with my friend Vicky Johnson, who's a painter, and we'll be doing it in the middle of the Bryan Center at the...
Over at Duke?
On the main floor of the Bryan Center at Duke. Will hang it February 15th, and it'll be up for a month. The Dance Action photos appear in several exhibits around the state. There's one at Appalachian State. There are several in dance schools around North Carolina, Charlotte and Apex, and some other places. So
when you are shooting a dancer for 2 hours, mm-hmm. how many photos are you taking, and how long is the editing process for you to find that perfect photo?
2 hours is a lot. It's very strenuous, and safety is the most important thing first.
Mm.
Dancers are amazing athletes, but they can get hurt, and
yeah.
so I want to make sure that they're not in any pain or anything, and I check with them, but... They're mostly very young adults and extremely energetic, and, you know, they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
How many pictures I take depends on how long it takes them to adjust, and everybody's different. We try out different ideas. I encourage them to explore and experiment, try new things. And, of course, there are always costumes to be looked at and changed, and they're getting feedback as we go along. So it could be 100, it could be 300 or more. You know, it just depends on the dancer. The editing process takes just as long as the shooting, mm-hmm. but it's kind of more drawn out. And I make sure that the dancer gets proof sheets that she, they're mostly women, that she can review and take her time with it. And of course, I do that too.
Right. So you probably mark photos that you see a certain quality that you're looking for. But then if there's something that she wants that you may not be.
Well, we both do it. We do it independently of each other. And I let them.
Oh, okay.
I let the dancers look and make their own lists and their own evaluations. And of course, I do mine. And I don't mark them at the time. I save everything. I keep all the raw data.
Wow.
And then work on it later. And of course, you have to back it up. And,
right.
You see, I know something about photography, but I don't know about dance. The dancer knows when something's looking better. Like, for example, if this foot here weren't quite this way, it wouldn't work for the dancer. It would still look beautiful to me if the foot were turned up a little bit, but not to Raquel Pollock.
Right.
She would not be happy with that. We have to do that over.
Show the next one, too. You've got so many beautiful pieces there.
Oh,
that is just amazing. I swear I don't know how you get the light right and everything. And I mean, the hair and everything about it is just
long hair in dance photos is a challenge, but it's worth it.
Oh.
I mean, sometimes, you know, she could be jumping and the hair could spin around her face and she would look like a bearded lady.
Right.
You know, that's not good.
Nope.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
Show another one.
Here's this woman was referred to me by Triangle Youth Ballet in Chapel Hill. Lydie McRae,
wow.
She's a ballerina with a company called Ballet Memphis. And she's from Kernersville, North Carolina. She went to the North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem.
Beautiful. Look at those feet. Just perfect.
Yeah, she is a real treat to work with, and I hope to work with her again. I try to keep things going with people so we can develop some themes. And there are people that I've worked with for 10 years or more.
Mm.
I was going to show you something with a black background here, if I can dig it out. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's gorgeous.
That is.
And we are actually out of time.
So if people want to find you, all those dancers out there that need a fabulous photographer, how do they find you?
I suppose the easiest way is on Facebook. It's Steve Clark with an E. I could give you my phone number, my email.
They'll find you on Facebook.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.